Jim Taylor back on WMJ and WMJ.com. Let's celebrate a fine girls golf season at Mercer County High School. Mia Hillier, we'll get a chance to visit with her, a senior. And I guess first up, you have a season. I know there was a big question mark coming into the fall of 2020. How relieved are you that you're out there playing and having a season, especially this being your senior year?
I'm very glad that we got a season because all of us, the main four of us, like, this is basically the only sport we play, and if we do play any other sport, this is the only sport that we really enjoy. And so we're just really glad that we get to play, and a lot of other girls, since their sport isn't in the fall, they've played golf too, so, like, it's a new experience for them, and they've really liked it and enjoyed it and have done really well too. And we're just all happy to be playing our senior year at Hawthorne, which is its last year here too, so we're just really glad that we've done this.
You bring up a great point that, you know, you're cheated of a true state tournament series where there's not going to be a state golf meet. Now, the IHSA originally said regional, but now they've expanded that to a sectional format.
Mm-hmm.
But, and then you throw in Hawthorne being at the final season, that really this is kind of a memorable year to go out with COVID and to go out with Hawthorne Ridge closing. And then you brought up the point, basically, the four core seniors have been there since the freshman year. How special is that for you, kind of to go out with them because you four came in together as freshmen playing golf?
It's been really nice because we've all just grown together in golf and grown as people, and, like, we're all just best friends. And every golf season, we just have the time of our lives. We give Hart a hard time, but that's
typical. So do I.
And we're just really glad. I don't think we'd want to play with anyone else because the four of us have played all 4 years. We're all good friends. We're all on the same skill level. And so we're just really happy that we've done this together and done our best together, done our worst together, and just all this other stuff. It's been really great with them.
All right. So when you were a freshman, was that your first experience ever playing golf, or did you play before freshman year?
I did not play before freshman year.
All right. So you need to tell me, and I'm putting you on the spot here. So I know you shot 38, your best round this year. Do you remember, like, the first time you went out and played, like, 9 holes?
Oh, it was awful.
Or what your top, like, so you shot 38 was your low.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember what your high was ever?
Oh, God. Probably, like, on 9 holes, close to 80.
All right. So
Not good at all.
So can you kind of elaborate on your player development in terms of going from 80 to 38?
Just basically a lot of I've practiced a lot. I haven't practiced over the summer as much as Hart would like us to because, I don't know, I'm just a teenager doing teenage things. But just at practice, I try and do my best, but also have a fun time. And I'm with all my friends and stuff, so we're going to goof off. But at the same time, I do practice and I do try really hard and everything. And when I got my 38, I wasn't really even trying. I was just kind of like, oh, I did this. That's cool. I didn't realize.
All right. So you gave me a headline for this interview, just a teenager doing teenager things, but having a good year at golf. So what do you want to do to kind of end it? You know, just in terms of it's a regional and a sectional format. I think you told me off the air that you got to sectionals in your prior playing year. So what are you looking for this year, I guess individually or group-wise?
Group-wise, I hope we all make it to sectionals because we automatically just go to regionals anyways. I really hope we all go to sectionals this year and shoot really well, all of us. And I hope if I make it to sectionals, I'm hoping I do, I hope that I can just shoot my best on 18 and do really well and make my parents proud because they were proud of me when I shot my 38. So I just want to show them that I can do 18 holes and shoot really well too. So.
All right. And then, so you had a 38, and then the team, which is impressive, set the school mark for low score team-wise, 172.
Yes.
So kids have really, I mean, your teammates have been having a good year,
yeah,
which is kind of neat for this year. What about that? Are they just teenagers doing teenage things too?
Yeah, basically. We're all just doing our thing, golfing and doing all that kind of stuff. So.
All right. And then you hinted at the Hawthorne Ridge thing, this being the last year. So what about kind of that? I'm sure that was kind of a story developing after the school year began, and then the word gets out that Hawthorne's been sold and this is going to be it. Mm-hmm. So what about that as part of the storyline this year for girls golf?
We're just all trying to just remember the course and everything. And when we shot our best, that was our last home meet. And so we're all pretty glad that we shot like that at our last meet, because that's memorable and everything. And I don't know, we just don't know where we're going to practice anymore. Cause like once it's closed, then over the summer, we're going to just play somewhere else, not our home course, not the course that we've practiced mm-hmm. for 4 years and have been comfortable with. So,
all right. What about you know, thinking about having a season, which is important? You know, this pandemic hit basically mid-March last year, junior year. So you lose, you know, March, April, May. Question mark whether there was going to be in-classroom learning. So as we speak to you, what is today? We're recording this on the 29th. We're still in-class learning. Mm-hmm. So just a little bit about getting in the classroom and having a senior year, we talked about having the senior golf season.
Yeah.
You know, that's good for the soul, I'm assuming, especially yeah. for the senior class to have this.
Mm-hmm. I'm really glad that we get to be in school, because this is our last year in high school. And last year's seniors, they got their first half of the year, but they didn't get their second half. So we're just glad that we get our first half. Hopefully we do get our second half as well. And the four of us, mainly, we're glad that we got the first half of the year, because that's our golf season, and that's our favorite time of the year. And I don't know, being in class has just really helped anyways, because a lot of us think that in-class learning's way easier than online learning, because I don't know about everyone else, but it's hard for me, because I just need to be taught and I need to be shown how to do things. So I'm really glad that we're in school this
All right. year. The one thing you told me off the air that I didn't know was going on, and we're recording this in the 7 o'clock hour, and you have to get out of here by 7:15 because there's a podcasting club meeting. I'm like,
yes.
Wait a minute, man. I want to be in the podcasting club, or I want to be a guest on this podcast that the high school students are putting together. Tell us a little bit about that. I know it's just kind of in the infancy right mm-hmm. now, but a podcasting club.
Yeah.
That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah.
So tell us about that.
Well, Mr. Ruggles is like the lead teacher on it and everything. And one day everyone in the school just got an email like, hey, we're starting this podcast club. The first like six or so people to email me back, you can be in it. And I was like, wow, that sounds really fun, because I'd probably want to do something like that in my future career. And so I was like, bam, I want to do this. And so I was one of the few people that was able to do this. And so probably a week after we all got accepted into it and, like, sent in our emails, we had our first meeting, and that's where we just kind of talked about what it will be like, what we'll talk about, who will be in it, and who's going to have what segment, and just all this other stuff. It's really fun, actually. I've enjoyed it the past few meetings that we've had.
All right, awesome, man. That's great they're doing that. So I'll tip Mr. Ruggles up on that. Well, we appreciate the visit from Mee Hillier. Again, this Mercer County Girls Golf Program having a great year. Shot 172. That's a new school record as a team. And Mia turned in a 38 this season out at Hawthorne as well on nine holes. Nice going. Keep up the good work. Enjoy the rest of your senior year.
Thank you.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.